Are you excited to be in church?
Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Lord. We just worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in Lamentations, lift up your heart and your hands to the Lord. Lift up your heart and your hands to God who's in heaven. Hallelujah. We just worship you. All that's within us, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. Glory to you, Lord. Are you ready to receive the word tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to start out in Matthew chapter 8. And we were here together praying this afternoon. It was open to anyone. And toward the end of the prayer time, I just had in my heart that Miss Ann had a spiritual song. And she gave that spiritual song, and I was actually up here praying, and she was over there somewhere. But when she gave that spiritual song, there was such a wonderful presence of God that was here, and an anointing and a power that came. And I don't know if that happened to anybody else who was in prayer group. Amy, you stayed a little while with me. But it just seemed like that's been with me since we were here at prayer group. And so I believe we can minister some things by the word, but also if the Holy Ghost has some things afterward, I had a few things in my heart to do. So we'll see where he leads. We'll start out with the word and see where this goes. Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to talk tonight just a little bit about health and healing. You know, how many of you know that there's an unseen realm, and that the spirit realm is more real than the realm we're in right now? And just because it's unseen doesn't mean it's unreal. You know, many of us have not seen our heart. We haven't seen our liver. We haven't seen our ribs. You know, we haven't seen anything on the inside of our body. But do you believe it's there? Sure, you believe it's there. And yet, it's very real, and you can't see it. But it's working for you all the time. And this word gives us a picture of what we can't see, but what's very real. You know, did you ever go to the doctor and you had an MRI or a CAT scan, or you had a an X-ray or some sort of something that took a picture of what's on the inside of you that you knew was real but that you had not seen? And then isn't it kind of interesting when you see a part of you that's on the inside that you had never seen before? And this book, this spiritual holy book, is like that. It's like the MRI, it's like the X-ray, it's like the PET scan, it's like whatever scan you can get that shows you what's on the inside. Because you can, whatever's in here, you can have, and it's real. And this shows you what's in the realm of the spirit. And so the realm of the spirit is real. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be scared of. Sometimes things happen that people don't understand, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't true. It doesn't mean that it wasn't God. And so there are certain things that we need to understand concerning healing. And how many of you know your healing doesn't start on the outside? It starts on the inside. It starts in a realm that you can't see, but that's very real. And if we'll apply this word, which is a supernatural thing, we'll have supernatural results. But everything that you see on the outside, good or bad, first started in the realm of the spirit, right? And so all strength is spiritual in nature. All health is spiritual in nature. All prosperity or lack thereof is spiritual in nature. Joy is spiritual in nature, but so is oppression. Everything that we see here in the natural realm is a result of something happening in the realm we can't see. And so, while health and healing is a natural issue, it's also a spiritual issue. And so, it's important that we have the word in us, that we study the word, that we repeat the word to ourselves, that we meditate in the word. But also, natural things are important to our health. that we have a checkup, that, you know, you take a vitamin if you need to, you take a supplement if you need to, that, you know, you maybe get some exercise and watch what you eat. There are some very natural things that go hand in hand with spiritual things. And both are to be attended to. You know, if all you ever did was quote the word concerning health and healing, but then you ate whatever you want and went to bed whenever you want and ate junk food all the time and dessert four times a week and all that kind of stuff, you know, really, it's no, you should just stop quoting the word about healing and start in the scriptures over self-control so you can get the natural part working for you. Because all things natural and spiritual work together in every subject, right? And so everything that we do in the natural has an effect in the spirit, and everything in the spirit has an effect in the natural. And that's true regarding health and healing as well. So let's start in Matthew chapter 8, verse 7. And I want you to know, first of all, before we discuss anything further concerning healing, it is his will that you live in and walk in divine health. And at some point in everyone's life, you know, someone has an attack on their body, you know, in different forms. It comes in different ways for everyone. And so, you know, when I was young, I used to think that it didn't really matter, the message of healing, because, you know, when I was young, I never had an attack on my body. And the older you get, the more value you put in that. And his will is in Matthew chapter 8, verse 7, his will concerning health and healing. Jesus said unto him, we'll start in verse 7. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. I will. And so that's very strong wording from our Savior, that it's his will. He wants to do it. He did do it. But we have to cooperate with that. And so the words that we say, the way that we live, how we take care of our body or don't, affect whether or not we walk in divine health. And, you know, I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating, that Brother Hagin said that, you know, he wished he had started earlier taking better care of his body. You know, our spirit can't operate outside our body. Your walk with God is only as strong as your physical being. You know, if you're weak in your body, it's hard to be a witness to somebody. If you're weak in your body, it's hard to show up to serve him. You know, if you're weak in your body, it's hard to do anything for him. And so we have to have physical strength to carry out the plan that he has for us. And also understand that some physical strength comes from prayer. That there are things that are assigned to our life. You know, at the beginning of the service, we talked about open doors to us. It could be open doors of financial opportunities, of business opportunities, of jobs, of things in ministry, of relationships, of children, all kinds of things. And the only way that we can fulfill those is that we have supernatural strength. And the way that we have supernatural strength is that we pray concerning those assignments, concerning those things. And, you know, it takes, I've noticed with my husband, now his anointing is not the same as mine, and I'm not a pastor. Although I help him pastor, and I borrow his anointing, and it seems to me the more time goes on, the more I do that, the more of his anointing is sort of on me for a season. And so I'm not a pastor, and he's anointed to pastor, and sometimes I can't keep up with him because I'm not anointed to do what he does. And how does he do that? Because there's strength for his assignment. And so sometimes I'll say to him, look, you know, you're going to have to go to Erie without me, or you're going to have to do this appointment without me or whatever, because, you know, he can do it sometimes at a pace that I can't. And so while we're called together, we each have, you know, different things that we're called to do, just like he doesn't do things in prayer like I do. And so whatever you're called to do, you have to have physical strength to do it. And the way you receive that physical strength is that you spend time in prayer. If you're going to obey him for what he has for you to do, you're going to have to pray about that. And he wants you to have strength in your body. He wants you to have health in your body, but you have to do something about it. You know, I it was funny because I heard someone recently and they were saying, you know, that they kept eating something or drinking something and they knew that they shouldn't, but they just kept doing it. You know, how many times have you done that where it's like, you know, coffee's going to give you a stomach ache because you've already had like 6 cups that day, yet you just go there and you make yourself that next cup, whether you're going to have a stomach ache or not. And it doesn't make sense, but you did it anyways. And so it's the simple things where if we just follow that small leading, you know, it keeps us in health and healing. Go with me to Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. So we know it's his will to heal us. And we also know this in verse 1, Matthew 10, 1. And when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So regardless of what a person's facing in their body, it's his will that they be well. All manner of sickness, all manner of disease. And so whatever you're facing, you know, sometimes the enemy comes to people to lie to them about what they're facing in their body and about how they're not going to get better and they're not going to recover. And sometimes the length of time, or sometimes he'll tell them because of family history, everybody in your family has that. Well, just like we talked earlier, how some things in the natural and along with the things in the spirit will have a result on your body. You know, in my dad's side of the family, almost everyone on that side of the family has high blood pressure. You know, some of them are on 2 and 3 blood pressure medicines, and their blood pressure's still high. But yet, they live a life of worry. They never rest. You know, they don't have a pastor. They don't have a local church. So is there a history with that in the family? Yes. But is it necessary biological, physical? There are natural things that everyone in that family side of the family does that results in the same physical problem. Right? And so sometimes, and have you noticed that you act like your parents, you know, and you really got to pray and spend time in the Word not to carry on some of those bad habits that you learned in your own home? Even if they're good, godly, loving people, you know, sometimes, I mean, we just, you know, people have bad habits sometimes, right? And so even like the habit of rest on Saturday, I try to make it a day where my kids don't go anywhere. Because a day of rest is important for everyone, no matter how old you are. But how many of you know, as an adult, it is very difficult to take a day of rest when you never did that as a child? And both sides of my family were workaholics. They just worked, work, 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 work. And see, work is a good thing, but you can't violate the day of rest. And so I want my kids to develop that habit early on. It's normal, it's natural, it's the will of God, it's his command. There are penalties for violating it. You take a day of rest. And so Saturday, my kids don't do anything. You know, they'll laze around the house, read some books, play some things at the house, whatever, but they don't have anything that they have to do. Now, sometimes I'll take them to the Erie Church on Saturday, but that's if they have Monday off, so then Monday can be their day of rest. But I schedule that in for them because habits matter. And what you see your parents do, you tend to lean toward. And you can undo it. I've done undone many things, but it takes work. And how much of a help it is to our kids when we've renewed our mind and have good habits that affect our health, that they see us practicing, and then it's easier for them. They don't have to spend years getting in trouble with their body and not resting and wearing themselves out before they finally learn the lesson that you have to take some time off. Right? Because if you're a workaholic, that's a hard lesson to learn. And just like some people who are lazy need to learn how to work, some people who are working too much need to learn how to rest. And I want to tell you something, seeing that we're sort of along this line, that when I first learned to rest, I hated it. And I knew it was true, and I heard Pastor Michael's sermon on rest, and he preached that here, actually, how it's a command, and you cannot violate the commandment of God and be blessed. And so when I first started resting, I didn't like anything about it. And I sat there and I didn't enjoy it, and I counted the time on my watch. And, you know, even sometimes I was bored. And it really irked me. And it actually took faith for me to rest. And so if you struggle with that, use your faith on it. It's very important. And let me tell you something. Rest just in your body, it affects the rest in your mind. You know, have you noticed that when your body is just at like a marathon pace, then your mind runs that same race? And that then you go in to pray, but you've been running a million miles a minute all day, and you go in to pray, and your mind is just so busy. Just so busy. And it's just like, you know, that gerbil on the wheel. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And it's hard to slow that train down. So natural rest also trains your mind to slow down. So that when you go in to pray, you can pay attention to pray. Because how many times have we prayed and really gotten no benefit from it whatsoever? You know, it was a good practice in the sense that we had self-discipline and, you know, we exercised self-control and we took time to be with him. But when you left there, you didn't know anything more than when you got there. Because your mind ran so quick, so long, so fast, because there was no practice of rest. And it takes a great amount of self-control to have that time of rest in the world that we live in. Because there's so many activities and projects and work things and, you know, there's demands. You know, if you have kids and that sort of thing. And so, but there's also a time every week that we should be spending resting. And if we'll do that, it gives your body time to recover. You know, I read something a long time ago that there are certain hormones that only work in your body to repair your body when you're sleeping. And so we've skipped out on our regular sleep for years and years and years and wondered why our body stops functioning right and how it's supposed to. And have you ever gotten, you know, the right amount of sleep, but it was interrupted? And even though you were in bed and you were awake off and on, you were there for 8 or 9 hours, but you feel really tired when you woke up. And see, that also is a product of our mind going too fast, going too fast, going too fast. And so the proper amount of sleep, accompanied with the proper amount of rest, will do good for our bodies. Amen? And so it'd be good for us to learn that early on and to share that with our kids. Okay, let's go to Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And I'm going to share some things with you. So we know it's God's will. We know the things that we do in the natural affect our health, and we know the things that we do in the spirit affect our health. We need to take time to rest. We need to take time to pray, and we'll see our bodies gain strength and recover and endure for what God has for us. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And this is a very important component of staying healthy, of walking in health. And it's this, Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. And so even while we're praying and we're believing God for strength in our body, we're believing God for health in our body, we're believing things to be mended, to be repaired, to be recovered, to be strengthened, to be made whole, to be put back together, whatever it is that you're believing for yourself or your kids, we also need to continue that prayer with thanksgiving. You know, did you receive anything from God? Did you receive a house? Did you receive a car? Did you receive a child? Did you receive a loved one brought back to him? Your own salvation, the fact that you have a pastor, a family church, we have so much to be thankful for. And sometimes we can get in the habit of asking and confessing, and we forget to be thankful. And it was probably, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, and I would go in to pray, and all I could do was just thank God. And just thank him and just thank him and just thank him. And we were in a Reverend Greer meeting down in Florida recently. Tim and I were there. And he was talking about the power of thanksgiving. And he was talking about things that God has for us in 2018. And he said, if you will thank him, it will come quicker. And so then that let me know why the Spirit was prompting me all the time to keep thanking him, because he was trying to get something over to me quicker, but I needed to cooperate with him, right? Because God can have something for you, but you have to work with him. Amen. And so we're going to continue in thanksgiving. Now go with me to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. And we're going to see here that God has a plan for us. And here's what it involves. the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And so God has a plan for us to be whole and strong, spirit, soul, and body. And I, you know, it seemed to me today as I was just, I came home from prayer and Tim told me that I would be ministering tonight. And as I, you know, was in my bedroom and just meditating on some things, it seemed to me that sometimes people have open doors that allow things into their life to destroy their health. And I was reading this book. Heather, do we have this book out there anymore? Do you know? Lillian Yeomans, if you don't have this book, Heather, maybe you could just have a sign-up sheet. You know, if I bring a book, I try and get everyone, you know, if you want to order it, you can do it through Heather. So Lillian Yeomans, Healing from Heaven, this is a fantastic book. And so she was miraculously healed. But I want to share something with you. She was talking in this book about how she went to a certain rural area. It was a farming community, a very wealthy community. And some of the people in that community came down with typhoid fever. And she was a medical doctor, but then got born again and would minister healing to people. And so she went into that area, you know, to minister to those people who came down with that. And she did the best she could in ministering to them. And she said, Lord, it's not enough that I just minister to their body. We need to find the source of why this is happening. How is this fever, this typhoid fever, getting passed out to the people in this community? And what she found out was there were dead hogs in the water. And so the dead hogs in the water, it was their drinking water, the water that they used to wash their hands, to prepare their food, all that kind of stuff. And so she shared with them how to keep that clean and, you know, how to run their farms in a more sanitary manner and their dairies in a more sanitary manner and all of that. And they never had another outbreak. And so, you know, what happened was she discovered the source of why it was that people were sick in their body. Now, if she had just treated the symptoms, it wouldn't have done any good because what's at the root of it hadn't been dealt with. And so what we need to do is discover the hog in the water, right? Is it that you're working yourself to the bone? Is it that you're in strife in your marriage? You know, is it that you've walked out of love? You know, you can't hate somebody and walk in divine health. Did you know that? As a believer, you know, sometimes we'd be shocked what people say. As a believer, you can't say, I hate so-and-so, and walk in divine health, have your kids walk in peace. You know, you can't expect to receive increase in your finances. If you have hatred toward somebody, it's a hog in the water. You're going to be sick in your finances, sick in your body, sick in your marriage, sick at work. It's sickness, right? Because what did she discover? Sanitary matter. It matters to be sanitary. I knew a little boy. It wasn't a matter of money. The parents had money, but they just weren't clean. And the mother never bleached the tub and, you know, soft scrubbed the tub and all that kind of stuff. And they just kept taking baths in that tub. And the boy came down with MRSA. Why? It wasn't that there was even a spiritual attack on him. It was simply a matter of natural things, sanitary things not being taken care of. But how many of you know as Christians, there are hogs in the water and people are seeing things show up in their life and it doesn't do any good to try and mask the symptom, to try and, you know, just feel a little better. You better deal with what's at the root of it, or guess what's going to happen? You could recover, but you're just going to get it right back. And so some Christians just go in a cycle of strife and a cycle of, you know, discord and a cycle of loss and a cycle of, you know, things working against them in their finances and with their kids. There's one thing after another with their kids. Well, there's a hog in the water somewhere. And most people know what that is. It's not even that they need to pray and find out. They know what it is. It's just a matter of going down there and pulling that thing out. So we can't live in continual strife and expect that all things work well in our finances, All things work well with our children. All things work well at our job. You know, did anybody go to the Pastor Michael meetings recently up at the Fredonia Church? And one thing he said, and I've heard him say it many times, is I don't know many things worse than a rough relationship, because it affects every area of your life. Actually, I personally know someone right now who their marriage has been on the rocks, been, you know, troubled for many, many years. And he's supposed to do something in ministry. And because they've never gotten that right, it's now affected his health. And he's under attack in his body. And he will die early if he does not get it right in his marriage. And he'll forfeit the whole plan of God because his marriage wasn't right. And so sometimes things show up in someone's body, and we know we could look at family history, or we could, you know, blame the devil for it. But how many of you know we have so much more of a role to play in whether or not we walk in divine health than we really understand sometimes? And besides all that, it's real easy to dish it all off on the devil all the time. Because then what happens? You don't have to make any change. It's just him being bad, attacking your body, hating on you. He doesn't want you to fulfill God's plan. Well, maybe. But I would say a vast majority of the times it's because people aren't doing what they know. If you'll do what you know, you'll see things recover. You'll start to see things turn around. And so peace in your marriage affects your body. And it's very important that we use our faith on that. Now, if things are difficult in your marriage and you're seeing some things go on in your body, what you need is some scriptures regarding your marriage. You don't need health and healing scriptures. Because if you'll get your marriage right, your body will line up. You remember one time Pastor Nancy was telling the story about how someone in her office went home sick? And they went into her employee went into the office and told the other people working there, you know, I'm not feeling good, I have to go home. And so the person that she told that to all of a sudden got afraid that because they'd been working with someone who wasn't feeling good that they were going to be sick. So what they started doing was just, you know, ripping off some health and healing scriptures, using their faith regarding health and healing, and then she got sick. And she said, I realized afterwards it wasn't health and healing scriptures I needed. She said, I needed to rebuke that fear and be strong concerning that, having peace. Because it was really the fact that she was afraid that made her sick, not really that she touched anything that other person touched, or, you know, it had nothing to do with that. So sometimes people have things going on in their body, but it has nothing to do with actually needing to quote health and healing scriptures. If they just get the spiritual issue right, their body would just naturally recover, right? And we have to be aware of these things. And let me tell you, as I minister this, I know the Holy Ghost tells people what it is that they need to deal with. He reminds them. Most people don't even need to go pray and find out. You don't need to fast and pray. You just know, right? Okay, let me share this other thing with you. Go over here to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm going to try and find it here in my iPad because I want to share with you a different translation. 1 Corinthians 11:30. Now, I don't know how many of you remember, but Dr. Dufresne used to preach out of this portion of Scripture, this in Matthew 6, all the time. All the time. So, 1 Corinthians 11:30. I'll read it here out of the King James first. I think. Okay. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Now, let me read this to you out of the God's Word translation. It says, no, let's start with verse 29. Forget it. Let's go back to 27. See, that's part of my husband's anointing that I borrowed. You just keep backing it up. verse 27, wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Just keep going with me. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And I'm going to read it out of this translation here. It says in verse 30, this is the reason why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have died. If we were judging ourselves correctly, we would not be judged. And so how many of you know when something's going on in your body, the Lord will give you a season to get that right, whatever's causing it to get that right. He'll give you a time to make that adjustment. He's very patient, merciful, and long-suffering toward us. You know, that sometimes I'm ashamed to admit that some things have taken me 10 years to get. But hallelujah, he's merciful, he's patient, he will let you take that long. If you want it like that, he'll let you take that long. But let me just tell you, it's not enjoyable to make yourself take that long, to fix whatever it is that you need to fix in your heart on the inside. A bad attitude, accusing people, judgmental, you know, all those heart issues. He said here that the reason that happens is because we don't judge ourselves. What does judge yourself look like? Father, if there be any wicked way in me, reveal it to me. I dedicate and consecrate my life to you, whatever you say I'll do, and reveal those things to me that I need to make an adjustment in, right? And if you're a Christian living for him and sincere to him, you're always making adjustments. We never tired of making changes in our own life, right? And it's real easy to get up in the morning and see all the changes that everybody else around you need to make. But it's not a godly thing to point those things out, right? And that if we would just judge ourselves. It doesn't say judge your spouse. It doesn't say judge your neighbor. It doesn't say judge your best friend. Because closeness breeds conflict. And when you're close with someone, I promise, you will have conflict. There will come a point where you don't agree with what they said, what they did, how they spent their money, where they went, how they talked to somebody else, how they handled you, whatever it is. You're going to have an opinion about something like that. And it's not the fact that you had the conflict. That's not the big deal. It's how you handled how the conflict went. Right? And so what we have is an anointing to judge ourselves, not judge other people. And it's real easy for spouses to judge each other, right? You should have done this. You shouldn't have said that. You know, you should have paid more attention to me. You should have, whatever. You know, done something with the kids, got the groceries, made the dinner, whatever it is. It's really easy. I meditate in Matthew 7 all the time. I judge not that I be not judged. For with what measure you judge other people, it's measured back to you. And so I meditate in that all the time, that I judge not. I work purpose not to have opinions about what anybody else does or says. That no matter what you do or say, it don't bother me a bit. Not one bit. If you love me or you hate me, you're nice to me or you're not. And I don't mean this church, because everyone here is fantastic to us, but I'm just saying the proverbial you, right? No matter how you treat me, no matter what you say, no matter how things work in your life, I don't care. I choose to not have an opinion. And if you'll decide that and choose that and think toward that, your life will be inherently better, exponentially better. You know, I get up in the morning and I say, I refuse to be discouraged, distracted, depressed, and deceived, right? Did you know you can deceive yourself? How do you do that? The Bible says you deceive yourself when you come before his word, you look into it, you know it, and you don't do it. I know someone right now been a Christian many, many years, and they're deceived in their thinking. And it didn't happen overnight. It happened because they had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, hearing the word, having it before them, and never doing it. And now they think wrong, and I can't help them because they've been under the word for so long and just never did it. And God will be patient. He will be extremely patient. And that doesn't happen to too many people, but it can happen. When you come and hear the word, when you have the word before you on a continual basis and you don't do it, you will start not to think right. You'll think as if you're not even saved. And it's really dangerous for us to know too much and not do it, right? And so we purpose in our heart to be a doer of this word. We purpose in our heart to cover our prayers in thanksgiving, that we're not just confessing those healing scriptures, that we're continual grateful and thankful to him, that we in our own heart know what those hogs in the water are, and Lord, we will do something about it. You know, sometimes people go through things in their life and it goes on and it goes on and then it goes on some more. And then when they're really sick and tired of it going on, it still keeps happening. And they think, why does this keep happening? Why does this keep going on? When is this going to be done? Well, it's going to be done when you're done with it. Because God will let you have everything you want. And if you're okay with strife, if you're okay with sickness, if you're okay with lack, if you're okay with not enough, if you're okay with living in depression, he will let you do it. He will let you do it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Quicken that to my spirit. Quicken that to me. Quicken that to me. Yes. So, the Lord had something I was supposed to minister to somebody tonight, but they didn't come. So, he actually was going to help her get past something she's been struggling with for a long, long time. And she should have known better, and she should have done better. But God said to me today when we were all praying in prayer group, he said out of his mercy, he was going to help her. Out of his mercy, he was going to help her. But he said, from now on, after this night when I was going to minister that to her, that from now on she'd be expected to do it herself. And I thought, well, that's a funny thing. That one night he's going to help her past it, and then the next day he's going to tell her from now on she has to do it herself. And he said, yes, and you do that same thing with your kids. That have you noticed with your own kids that when they're little toddlers and they're in the high chair and they have that baby food that, you know, for a long time, many, many months, you're spoon-feeding your baby. And then one day, all of a sudden, they can feed themselves, right? And then for years, you're bathing your kids. You're bathing your kids. You're getting them in the shower. You're the one getting them ready. And then all of a sudden, one day, what happens? They do it themselves. You know, kids, our parents drive us to school for years, 16 years. Then one day, we get a license, and from now on, we do it ourselves. And so he wasn't being unjust. It was time for her to grow up. Just like you would look really stupid if your mother was driving you to work when you're 25. When you're 16 and she's still spoon feeding you, you just look dumb. And they're a bad parent. And so I thought, how good of God, out of his grace, out of his love toward her to help her past that. But at some point, it shuts off. And you're old enough now. And you got to feed yourself, shower yourself, and drive your own car. And he expects you to do something with what you know. Amen. Let's wait on him. Father, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, we thank you, we glorify you, we worship you. Renee, could you come up here and just play something on your guitar? We worship you, we bless you, Father. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. We worship you, Father. You're so good to us. You're so good to us. You're so good to us. Just worship him. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you for divine health. We thank you for divine strength. And we thank you that you're good to us, Lord, that you reveal those things that we need to make adjustments in, changes about, that, Father God, that we walk in that divine health, that we walk in that divine strength, that we fulfill your will, we fulfill your plan. We thank you for it, Master. We love you, Lord. We glorify you. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Glory. We worship you. Everybody just stand to your feet. Let's just worship him. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We glorify you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Father God. We just wait on you, Master. We just wait on you. Whatever you want said or done, it will be done. Hallelujah. We just wait on you. We magnify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. Now, if you need healing in your body concerning, I don't really know how to say it, a fluid, like your hormone levels, your blood pressure, cancer of the blood, blood disorders, something having to do with the fluids of the body. If you need healing in that area, I want you to come up here. I'm going to minister to you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We worship you. We glorify you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Blood sugar, diabetes. Hallelujah. We worship you. We bless you. We praise you. You are so good. You are so faithful. We worship you. Chemical imbalances. You know, if you've dealt with anxiety, depression, sometimes through different seasons of life, sometimes pregnancy, sometimes menopause, different things. Sometimes those chemicals get out of balance. If you've dealt with chemical imbalances, it seems like something having to do with the fluids in the body. If you have an issue concerning that, come on up here. Father, we worship you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for divine strength, divine healing. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your anointing. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for the healing anointing. Thank you for the healing anointing. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I worship you. I worship you. Even things like if you have dry eyes, there's not enough fluid for the eye, or you have dry mouth. You know, you don't have enough saliva. Anything having to do with fluids in the body. It seemed like there was still someone else to come up for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Even issues concerning menstruation, because that's having to do with a fluid. Issues concerning the monthly cycle, whether it's irregular, too often, too heavy, stuff like that. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. If you're not up here, just use your faith toward these people. Just worship him. The more we worship him, the more his presence manifests. Father, we worship you. If you could bring them all a little closer together, Pastor. Hallelujah. Everybody just moving down this way a little, or together. Yeah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Be healed in Jesus' name. Just worship him. Father, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Oh. Don't rush them up if they want to stay down. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mr. Pete, could you come on up here? It seemed to me he wanted to minister to you concerning sleep. And I don't know if that bears witness with you, but that your sleep would be good, that you would sleep the right amount, that it wouldn't be interrupted, that you'd fall asleep quickly, that you'd have good sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you for sweet sleep. Thank you for sweet sleep. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Satan, you take your hands off him in Jesus' name. You cannot touch his sleep in the name of Jesus. I do not permit it. I forbid it in Jesus' name. Satan, you go from him now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Worship you. Let's just wait on him. Everybody just real quiet, pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know every personality has a weakness? Your personality, my personality, Pastor Crystal's, not Anna. Everybody wants to be Anna. But other than Anna, everybody has a personality flaw. And the flaw of people who are funny is that they take it too far. And sometimes in being funny, you open the door to the devil. Because you say things that are crude, tell jokes that you shouldn't, make fun of people when you shouldn't, that you're judgmental in a funny way, but it opens the door to the enemy. So if that applies to you, you know who you are, storytellers and people who elaborate on things. And sometimes you can open the door to the enemy because your personality is so jovial and exuberant and that sort of thing, but you take it too far. And it's called walking out of love. And then you open the door. So in the name of being funny, you've let the enemy in. So just shut that door. Amen. Hallelujah, we worship you. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, sodrakanda do dosha kapredi adosa. Brandi adosa kapresha kataka sukuta hoshobra de gesa. Brangi adakara kasa kabraka kubusha kabrotia sata kosuko brokosha katreki dika sanda hashuro obrota. Eze kubrode adasu kubroshi kibiki kibata kosota. Aha subrokoda goshuro trokotose. Hadea sora, asudosho kobrakeda, andia sara kobushoro kotroka dosoro kashura, atia sara kotokoshoro kotroka doso kotoshoro kotroka doso kotoshoro kotroka dosa. Melissa, he said to you, come away into a desert place and rest a while. And he kept having me say that to you. When the Holy Ghost says something two or more times, it's very, very important. Hadea soro koshoka broda kataka sokoto koshoro kotroka taka siri ki prokotoka. Hadea sara koto shoro kotrokota toto supre katasha ka brandi a sota. Vreha shoto kosonda. Brandi a doko soko broketa ka sara koshoro kotrong onda da sodrusha broketa hasade. A sodo shok hombra katakara ka soro droha shiri ki branda dose. So some people have been in their heart, just they need an answer to something. They need the Holy Ghost to show them something, how it can be fixed, how it can be changed, what's going wrong, why isn't something working, why do we keep cycling back into this same problem in our marriage? And listen, the answer is found in spending time praying in tongues. The more you do that, the more you heap help to yourself. You'll just heap continual help to yourself. And it may not come immediately, but as you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray in the Holy Ghost, that help comes. Brother Hagin said there was one time where he just kept praying in the Holy Ghost concerning 1 Corinthians 12, the manifestations of the Spirit. And Lord, why aren't we seeing more of that? And he said he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. And then one day he was praying and he prayed for 5 hours straight. And finally then he hit what he said was a gusher, which you know what that is, where all of a sudden things are enlightened to you and you know things you didn't know before. And sometimes people go in and pray 10 minutes and wonder why they didn't get the answer. And so that is your answer. I could call you up here and prophesy to you. But the thing is that sometimes you have to help yourself. Help yourself to the help of the Holy Ghost. Go help yourself. You know, my kids, they'll be sitting on the couch, and I'll be sitting on the couch, and they'll say, Mom, will you go get me a snack? No. You're 7 and 9, and go help yourself. You know where the pantry is. And so when they were 2 and 3, sure, honey, sit down. I'll get you a snack. But now you're 7 and 9, help yourself. And so help yourself to the help of the Holy Ghost. Just go take what you need. Go take what you need. Hallelujah.
They have subroconda gashambra godoka sedresha adia saragodosha dreka the gasokobrondia shande boti hisiprocodoshorda asukobronda gashara godosokobrodia dasha brahade hasudroka.
Many problems that we have in our life are a result of wanting it our way. If you'll give up wanting it your way, then you'll have it God's way. As long as you insist on having it your way, you can't have it His way. It's one or the other. So you're gonna have to pick. Do you want God's way or you want your own way? And they're not the same. Ever. So if you want to keep having it your way, you'll never have it His way. If you want to keep having your, you know, how you want it, how everything's gonna work, revolve around you, you'll never have His way. Hallelujah. Oda si ki prokotoka shabranda sukuta vradia da sara ko shobrokonda ga seka brodosha vrati ha subroshe ka breki te ganda ha suro dosha breki da hasada vreki si ki prokodosha to subreki da hasi brodosha kodonga sabrande.
We're just waiting on Him. Ha da sudroka shakoro kodronga da se. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Shadrakanda, Gosoro, Godosha, Gabrode, Aha, Sudroka, Shakepra, Kotoka, Sakota, Gosoro, Kodroka, Gaboda, Hasodra, Hada, Hasabra, Yadosha, Kabranda, Gosoto, Koshoko, Kabroda, Hasada, Hashodro, Kotoka, Sakopre, Hada, Hasabra, Dobosha, Kabreda, Hasada, Hashopra, Kotoke, Hasabra, Kotoka, Sakopra, Kotoka, Sakota, Gosoro, Kodroka, Gabota, Gosoro, Kodroka, Gabosha, Kabrode, Hada, Hasara, Kodroka, Gabota, Gosoro, Kodroka, Gabota kasota kashopra kotoka sokota hasabra koto shoro kotro kotoka sokobrokoda hashoro kotro kabota kasoro kotro kachipraha subroha shabreda matasa kobroda shagode.
Sarah and Matt, come up here with Gabe and Becca. Come on up here.
Hallelujah. Oh, Shadrakanda gosoro kodo shoro kodroka da gasara hashobra ta hasa kodo shoro kodroka asimbra kosha tokosa kabreda hashe. Oh, Shadrakanda,
grace to run at that next level. Grace to run at that next pace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's imparted to them now. Oh, the whole family. The whole family. Graced, 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 graced. Oh, graced in Jesus' name. Oh, graced in Jesus' name. Oh, oh. Sodro kashaganda gosoro kote kisikara koshode. Ade hasoro. Becca, stand back up here, Dolly. The Lord is so pleased with you. He's so pleased with you. He loves your tenderness toward Him. And He said He wants you to ask Him big for a desire of your heart. And He's going to bring it to you. He's going to bring it to you. And so you're such a giver. You're always giving, 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 giving. And the Lord wants to bring you something big, a desire of your heart. So when you go home, you ask Him for that, and He's going to bring it to you. And then you command the angel's assignment, and someone's going to impart that to you. Okay? Hold out your hands. Oh, receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Bible says, delight yourself in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart. It didn't say if you're 20, if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 50. It doesn't matter if you're 10 or you're 12 or you're 15 or you're 100. If you delight yourself in Him, He gives you the desires of your heart. Let's praise God. Hallelujah. We worship you. 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 Amy, come on up here. And Miss Ann, come on up here. Hallelujah. I need some more help in the realm of the Spirit, and you can bring that to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Molly, come on up here. Whew. Okay. Whew. You're all going to help me now. You're all going to help me now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, goodness. Oh, hate me. Miss Anne, I sense you travailing in the realm of the Spirit for people to be delivered of things. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Worship you. Oh, drehado sokumbr kete shiprakanda brahasukoto shubratesa bredia do shodroka sukudo hashebra katanga sukuro kushuro kodroka gobota kasote asubro do shukoto suro kodrom gotoko suro drohushta kasara kodroka de kesiki branta kosote adia sara kotoka suki prakatake Ah, the sukuta shubreda sikada, ha 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 ha, soldo oshutrotia sikada, vredia sarakoto shubrega gaba, ha ha, solda. Pastor Crystal, come on up here. Oh, sebra, the kashara kodonga sebra, da ha sutro shodo sota. Oh, sedrehi kibashita karaka soroko doshibra da ha sukota. So more now, the spirit of seeing and knowing. The spirit of seeing and knowing. Thank you, Lord. Oh, more the spirit of seeing and knowing. Sometimes when you see something in the realm of the spirit, you have to use your authority over it. And sometimes you see it and it just needs said. It needs to be spoken for it to come to pass. The Bible says you'll have what you say, and so something has to be said sometimes for people to have something. So sometimes when you're praying for someone and you see them with something, you have to talk about them having that in order for it to come to pass. Oh, sudrashi takara hasukumbra kateki kipara hasuda shambra kotoka sikebra kotosh takara hasada goshuro kodosa breakadase.
If you need healing in the area of your kidneys, come up here. Something with your kidneys not working right, or maybe it's a secondary something, like there's a primary issue that's causing the kidneys not to function right. If you need healing in the area of your kidneys, come up here. Kidneys.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
An irregular heartbeat, mostly the heart beating too fast. And you may not even have been diagnosed with it, but you can feel it within your own body, that your heart just beats too fast. Now, there are some natural things you can do concerning that. And that is limit caffeine and increased rest will help the heart to recover. Pastor Nancy always said, Pastor Nancy Dufresne said that she would notice when she'd been in services a lot and been traveling a lot, her heart would beat too fast. And then when she'd come off the road and after a couple of days of rest, it would return to beating right after her body had recovered. So sometimes it's a matter of just rest. Come on down here, Rick. Come this way. Hallelujah. Is everybody up here for heart?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. 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 That liver is made new in Jesus' name. We thank you, made new in Jesus' name. That liver made new in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
We command it so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Still sense something with the kidneys, and like I should do it first before the heart. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Just pray in tongues. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you. You're up here for heart, Scott? If you need healing in your body for anything else that I haven't called yet and you didn't come up, come on up here. I'm going to lay hands on you if you want. If you want hands laid on you for anything that I didn't call yet and you didn't come forward. Or if there's anyone in the nursery that needs healing and you know your kids do, you can go and get them. Bring them out. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost said this, that spiritual momentum will allow you to skip over things that the devil meant for you to have physically in your body. So if you'll make sure that you keep a healthy spiritual life, you just skip right over those things that he would mean to bring against your body. And so if you sense something out of line in your body, pick up your praying in the spirit, and that will help you regain that momentum. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. What is it with you, Tom? Your shoulder? Which one? Okay, what did you do?
Jesus' name. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Adreya Sara Katosha Kaprindangi Adosa Brekishiki Protoho Soro. Oh, see, she broke those drokers brandy. Break his gibroco do shuro, do hosukobotosho, procandago soro cotoshoro. Hadea saracotosho, coprocondoga soro cotosho, broga gabandea saracotosho, codrose. Edisiki procodoshoro, codoco sobro, the shara hadraca cabadea dosa. Come up here and usher for me, Sarah. Adia Sara Godosho broke the gay city, Gibranda Hashota Gasebra, Ada Hasoko Bradangia Daso Trocosho, the Hasara Godosho, Sopra the Bashanda Gosoko Bracande, a Sara Godosho Cabrande, a Dosso Cabrande, a Dosha Brehata. Let's just worship him. Let's just worship him. Hallelujah. Let's just worship him. Bless you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Made new. Made new. Made new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. How many of you know sometimes things are put back together piece to piece? Remember when Michael broke his arm, I used a scripture in Ezekiel that the bone come together bone to bone. But sometimes you just need all new. And angels know how to do both. They know how to mend and put back together, but they also know how to bring new. Hallelujah. Oh, Sudrasha, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Adra sobroga de gasha cabrandia dosa, bregia dosa procandea saracadosha, bragia cataca sobroca de gishiki branda hasoro cosoro cabronde, behisibrada hasoco procande, asoro codosha procande, vrehasobotosha breca cabanda cosoro codosoro codrocoda cosoro codoshe. Behisi brada hashoko kobrode, adasa kobrode, agonda, brekishi kibra katakara kasoro kotosho broka, the kisiki branda hashoro kotokosoro kotokosoro, adi asara kadosho brokeda hasoda hashoro kodrose, edi asoro kotoshoro kotrokodoso kabrekidi hisi brodo boshora hasabradashe, asobrodosha, asobrodoshe, asobrodosha. Asobrodoshe, asobrodosha, ada hisiki pratasha kobota kosoko brodosha kabrande, breti asobrodosha kadra hasoko brokate kisi branda hasoro kodoshoro kodronga tagasara, atisi preta hasoro koshobronda, bekisi ki broda hasara drosho brokoda kaseki ki branda hasade, adia sara, akasukum brosha kabredia dasa.
Vredia dosha, vredia doso brokande ashoda, aso koko kobrodo osho brodo doso kabratia shanda kaso kobrodoshe, idi siki broko dosha kabradia dase, bedi hi sipro dabashata hasaka kobrode a ganda gosode, eda hasara koshoro kotoko sobre, ashi prakanda gosoto koshopra kotoka, sagambra kotoka, sobodo shoro hadrade, isi brada hasha kabrokota, isi kipro kodosho brakata sakadaga zigi brokoto, shurukom brakatakara kosoro, ashi prakanda gosota, asa kabradia dosha, ada si kipro kodosho kabranda hasode.
Shane and Carrie, could you come up here? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you.
Shane, you got to be over here. I don't know why, but that's where I saw you.
Thank you, Father. We worship you.
Do you all believe in the miraculous? Do you believe in the miraculous?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, he's in the midst of doing something miraculous for your marriage, and I want you to know miracles are meant to show off God. And he is going to show off in your life. You're going to be amazed what he does with your life. Amen. To be seen by all. Strength for that. Strength for it. 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 Strength. Oh, oh my goodness. Oh. Just unhook it. Strength for it. Strength for it. Strength for it. Hallelujah. Strength. Glory to you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, we worship you.
I want to tell you something. There are people who try to have strife with me all the time. And you know what I do? I don't allow it. Because no one can fight alone. Right? So if people say things to get your goat, people say things to try and stir stuff up, people say things that, you know, try and just aggravate you and agitate you, and they always say that one thing that just is like, it just stomps on like a sensitive part or your last nerve, and you just have to be big enough to overlook it and to just not care. Hallelujah. We've forfeited so much wanting our way. Hallelujah, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, we thank you for the miraculous in healing, for the miraculous in marriages, for the miracles of finances. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It all points to you. It all brings you glory. It all draws attention to the gospel. Hallelujah. Only God is big enough to turn some things around. Hallelujah. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you. 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 We thank you for the miracles. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the miracles.
Anna, come back. Come back up here, Anna. Come back up here. Help her get up here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the miracles.
Shane and Carrie, come back up here. Come back up here. Come up quick.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for the miracles. Miracles. This is a miracle room. This is a miracle room. This is a miracle room. Thank you for the miracles. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Crystal, come on back up here. We're almost done. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is help for what you need to get to the next thing for the future. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh, yes, thank you. Oh, she got it. Hallelujah, she got it. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, sudratashi ki branda hasode. Bless you, Lord. Oh, we can't thank you enough, Father. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. You may be seated. We're just going to leave real quiet and real reverently. If you all could put on something real soft and quiet in the sound booth, Joe, I know you'll do that. And we're not even going to take time to take up the offering. Just give it to the ushers as you head out. We want to just exit real reverent. We worship you. We bless you. If you want to stay here in this environment, you can just soak it in. Hallelujah. But if you need to leave, I understand. You're dismissed. Hallelujah.